Gary, you can't knock, given where Hyde have been all season, you can't knock a point against the top of the league, but do you feel you should have done even better considering you're up against nine men for so long?
Yeah, I thought we were the better team. First half, we have a horrendous start again. Oh, I can't believe it. You know, we've trained so well this week and we was expecting a little bit of progress. And it's less than a minute and 1-0 down again. And you think, oh, I can't believe it. And I thought for 10 minutes we lost it a little bit and the crowd, which you understand, get a bit agitated. But I thought we kept trying to pass it. I thought we had some good little passes to play and then we slowly got ourselves back in the game. And the first sending off's a scandalous tackle, and that's just stupid. And they were on the retreat. Then I thought we would start to boss the game anyway. And then, you know, if he doesn't bring him down at the end, he's in anyway. I mean, he's skipped past him. It's a bad tack. You've got to go. So, yeah. I've just said to a couple of people in there, it's difficult, you know, and when it's nine men or ten men, if they just set the stall, just to sit on the edge of the box, because we haven't got any sort of aerial threat, we've got to try and thread our way through. And I thought we were patient, and the keeper's made some great saves, hasn't he? Bloody hell, made some great saves.
Ben Inchliffe really seemed to pull it out of the hat every time.
Dear me, I mean, he's made some great saves, and we've been unlucky, and yeah, we should win the game, really. I mean, they'll be delighted they've got a point. And, you know, it's not about results for us at the minute. Obviously, our situation's dire. It's about a performance and about a little bit of progress. And we think we've made a little bit of progress again. And, yeah, it was, you know, they're tired in there and my voice is knackered. So there you go.
I mean, it's a much change. You've been in charge 2 months, whatever. It's a much changed squad now. A lot of the old players gone. A lot of youngsters are in.
Yeah, we've got a lot of young boys in. You know, I think the oldest player is 24. You know, there's about 4 or 5, well, if you include the bench, it's probably 6 or 7, 18, 19 year olds. So, yeah, you know, what's happened is we moved players out because we thought they weren't, they're going to take us forward. We made that decision pretty quick. And the transition's probably been too quick. We've struggled to get players in. So, the young kids, you know, I speak to Matt Worm and Ali Pickering all the time, and we've promoted quite a lot of the youth team boys, and they've come in and done well. It's still a big, big change for them, and they make silly mistakes. But then, having said that, some of the older lads make mistakes. So, yeah, they played the parties, and it's a good performance today.
There was a new face in the team today, James Burke. Now, you took him off quite early, substituted him. How is he?
Well, we played him probably slightly out of position and he was a little bit lost, I think, is to be fair. He was a little bit head down in there. And I said, look, you know, we made as big a mistake as you. We threw him straight in because, we get chance sometimes to look at people and we've got to make a quick decision. It didn't happen, so he came off. He wasn't injured. We just had to change it.
So, on the whole, 2 months in, still waiting for a first win. But as you say, it's not really about results now because the club's down effectively, if not mathematically.
Yeah.
Do you feel there has been some progress made?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some of these young kids, they're getting an opportunity to show us that they might be the answer for next year. You know, come and look at me, come and watch me, look, I'm doing this for you. Yeah, okay, and we'll go with you. So they're getting opportunities, some of them. You know, I'll be very, very busy in the summer. I mean, I've started work already. I'll be mega busy in the summer, and we'll build a good side here. There's nothing sure on that path.
So from what you're saying, I take it, I've been believing you for 30 years. But from what you're saying, I take it you're planning to be here next August then?
Well, there'd be some talking to do. I know there's a few things going on behind the scenes at the minute, which is nothing to do with me. So yeah, we won't make a decision on what we're going to do till the end of the season. But we're enjoying it, me and Boots. You know, I've got a bit greyer and Boots' tonsils are getting built up again. He's shouting a bit louder. So yeah, it's great and love being involved, mate. You know, this weekend now will be superb.
Right.
You know, last week we got beat. I woke up at 3 o'clock and I was watching golf from Malaysia. But that's no way for anybody to go, is it?
Have you got a cat?
No.
No, you can't kick it.
No.
Cheers, Gary.
All right.